This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. I want to share with you something from the Chafetz Chaim on Kabbalah Satorah. From Chafetz Chaim al HaTorah on the Inyan of Kabbalah Satorah. Let's see. Vayisyatzvu betachte sahar. Let me see if I can get this up for you. And they stood on the bottom of the mountain. The Chafetz Chaim cites Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Peches. Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Chama Bar Chosa Melamed Shekof Aleim Har Kegigas. Hashem suspended the mountain over their heads like a barrel of Amar, and he said him to Kabbalah Torah Mutav. If you accept the Torah, good. Ve'imlav Sham Tehek Furascham. Otherwise, I'm going to drop the mountain on your head. What is the mechanism that the mountain will only remain suspended if they accept the Torah, and if they don't accept the Torah, Hashem will drop the mountain on their head? Chafetz Chaim says it doesn't mean that Hashem's going to drop the mountain on their head. It means Hashem's going to drop the mountain on the whole world, because since the world cannot exist without Torah, if Klal Yisrael is not mekabel the Torah, then the whole world will then be buried under Har Sinai. Namely, the world will cease to exist. Chafetz Chaim says, it's interesting, Chazal don't say, Poi, here, you know, we're talking about Har Sinai. They stood under the mountain, Hashem is talking to them, he's saying, if you accept the Torah, good. Otherwise, he should say, here will be your burial. Hashem doesn't say here. He says there, meaning, in any place Jews don't accept and observe Torah, there is self-destruction. There cannot be existence. There is no vitality. There's no reality. Says the Chafetz Chaim HaKavana, K'mikimen Shabalaya Toyin Olam Yachalas Gayim. Since without the Torah, the world can't exist. V'imloy Brisi Yoimam V'layla. If not for my covenant of day and night, the covenant of Higisa B'Yoimam V'layla Chukai Shemayim Barzalei Samti, the laws of the universe cannot continue. Mamela Muvan. Mamela, it's understood. Shem Yisrael Lo Yovel Kavas HaTorah. If the Jews don't want to accept Torah, Azai Kolam Klo Yikaver, Mitaches L'Churva Yisraelam, the whole world will be buried. It doesn't literally mean Hashem's going to take this mountain and drop it on the heads of the Jews. It means the world will be buried in destruction. V'lav Davka Eila Ha'im Dempoi Eitzel Har Sinai. Not only the people standing there, all of existence will be buried. Kiloi Nemar Poi. Doesn't say here will be your burial. Ela Sham B'chol Makaim Shehem, wherever they will be. Avam Yisoye Kabbalah Satorah. But if the Jews accept the Torah, fulfill the Torah, Azai Yiskayim Ha'olam Kulay, then the whole world could exist. He brings on the bottom that the Toivsei HaTorah in every generation are called Ma'amidei Ha'olam, those who uphold the world. Like the Levium, we find they are called in the Torah, Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh. They guard that which is holy because it is incumbent upon them to guard the Mishkan, where the Aron is. So too in our generation, the law, the Torah, is dependent on the Talmid Chachamim. They are called Shomrei Mishmeres HaKodesh. They guard the Aron, they guard the Torah, and they uphold the whole world. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Sham Tehei Kfurashem is not referring to under Har Sinai. Sham is wherever the Torah is not accepted, reality is buried in the rubble of destruction because the world cannot exist. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.